matures, those stems are real firm, and the top has a little bit of a softness, and you bind those together real tight, and it makes a right good yard broom. In my day, my mother believed in sweeping that 10 acres. No. That big yard every Saturday.
Right.
She had the yard broom made out of the switches that went first. Got all the debris. And then you come along with this little other reed-like broom. Mm-hmm. Of course, we used it to sweep the porches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Galleries.
Right. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if I were looking for the broom, and it was in a corner, and the door was open, so you couldn't see the broom, you tell me, well, the broom's
in the broom closet.
Or say if it wasn't in the closet, just in a corner.
Yeah.
Say the door was open,
yeah,
so that I couldn't see the broom.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to the door, you'd say the broom is
behind the door.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, it's in back of the door?
Yeah.
Would you say one just well the other, or?
I always said behind the door. I don't know why. I guess that's just me.
Right. Well, say if you were in a two-story house and you wanted to get up to the second floor, the things that you went up, you call those the
stairway.
Now, what if they were outside, say coming from the yard up to the porch?
Well, we more or less call those steps.
Oh, let me ask you about another expression. Say, if I came into the room and left the door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to
close the door.
Close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything besides that?
Oh, I've heard people shut the door.
Shut the door?
Yeah, shut the door.
Do you make any distinction between the two?
No. I guess it's just what you're used to. They close.